As we'll have the Panthers taking on Osseo Fairchild tonight. Should be a good game tonight between these two teams.
Here are tonight's
starting
lineup. So we're Panthers.
Again, we're going to try to get that. Again, we're right by the speaker, so it may be hard for to hear me because we're right on top of it here today.
Rather as a team, here are your 2025.
And so the Panthers come out. They are being introduced as a team. And Osseo Fairchild, it's their homecoming, so they are coming out. They're going to be introducing them.
And now, as the 2025
the Panthers come out, they're introducing the starting defense.
Number one, Noah Vila.
Thank you to Riverland Energy, our Touchstone Energy partner. Also, the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by visiting chetfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bauerbilt Tire for all of your car needs, your car care needs. Visit Bauerbilt Tire and Service on Prospect Street, Durand, or give them a call at 672-8300. Also, the Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom. Visit the Cottage in downtown Durand. They have all kinds of different holiday decorations and more already here at the Cottage. And the JKO Auto Body Shop with the car restoration and collision repair. Just call the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street in Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast here on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. All right, so we are ready to go for the Site 4th Auction first quarter as the Panthers will be kicking off from left to right. Beautiful night here in Osseo. Sun going down, starting to cool off.
Make sure everyone sticks around for halftime festivities.
All right, so ready to go. As we are ready to kick it away. Going back deep for the Thunder, and number one, Noah Filla. Also, number seven, and that is Drew Hansen. And number 29, Dylan Fritz. Sun finally going down, so it is cooling off nicely now here in Osseo. And the kick, and we are underway, and it's going to be taken by Filla, and up to the 25, to the 30, and he'll be just short of the 30-yard line. That was, again, number 29, Fritz, rather, with the carry. Coming in on the stop for the Panthers. Looks like Devin Glaus with the stop. So, first and 10.
Fritz with the return, bringing it out to the Fairchild. Will take over first and 10.
So, first and 10 now for the Thunder. As the Drew Paulus, the quarterback for the Thunder. Thunder come to the line now. And we're going to have, we're going to start right away. Three wide receivers on the right side of the formation. Trips right, single back in the backfield. Paulus hands it off. And straight ahead we go. And really no gain on the play.
Noah Filla, the ball carrier.
Filla with the carry.
No gain on the play.
Second down and 10. And looks like Pickler was in on the stop for the Panthers. This time out of the shotgun now is Paulus. Paulus waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right. Single back in the backfield. Spread offense this time. Paulus back to pass. Has time. Looking, throwing. It's going to be caught. Slant in. That's number 33. He'll have enough for a first down. All the way up to the 50-yard line. And that is Schmidt with the catch. So Schmidt with the catch. And it's first down for Osseo. So first and 10 now for Osseo Fairchild. Clock running, no score, down to 10:53 remaining here in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. For the Thunder come to the line now. As Paulus waiting for the snap, trips right this time. Single back in the backfield. And he's going to keep it himself, running to the left. And he's going to be hit right away. And in on the stop is number 13, and that is Owen Pickler with the stop.
Out of bounds by number 13, Pickler.
And so gain of four on the play, second down and six. It's knocked out of bounds, clock stopped at 10:33. And this time, three wide receivers to the right, one to the left here on the near side. As Paulus waiting for the snap. And it's going to be a hand. Oh, we get a flag down. I think we're going to have a free fiver for the Panthers.
Penalty on the play. Illegal procedure against the Thunder.
Yep, that's what it is. Illegal procedure. So a free 5 yards for the Panthers.
5 yard penalty.
Moves it back over to the 48 yard line. We'll call it second and 11 now. And so we'll try it again. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Paulus waiting for the snap. Back to passes. Paulus throws to his right, slanted again. It's going to be dropped. And pass was intended.
Pass
it looks like
for Coxlane is incomplete.
For Coxlane. And so third and 11 now for the Thunder. Again, no score. First drive of the game here in our Cyforth Auction first quarter. So Thunder now come to the line. This time two wide receivers left and right this time. Out of the shotgun again is Paulus. Single back in the backfield. Back to passes. Paulus rolls to his left. Looking. Here comes the rush. He throws some more, and it's going to be incomplete.
Paulus's pass intended for number 7, Drew Hansen, is incomplete.
So pass was intended for Hansen, and fourth and 11. Panthers, or the Thunder rather, will punt. Panthers are going to get the ball. And going back deep for the Panthers, Ethan Mack and also Miles Kroleski. All right, so good snap. And the kick is away, and it will be taken by Mack at the 30. Comes to the near side, to the 35, tries to cut inside, pushes the pile forward, crosses the 40, and that is where the Panthers will start with 10-11 remaining here. And no score. And thank you to O'Galley Cheese Factory. They're celebrating their 80th anniversary with all kinds of specials as well. It's O'Galley Cheese Factory. They're open 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durand. Also, Durand Fresh Market. Visit your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. Visit Shop Fresh Markets. Download the Durand Fresh Market app with Durand Fresh Market. All right, first and 10 for the Panthers. Brydon, play action, throws over the middle, caught. And that is going to be Kroleski over the middle, short of the first down, but up to about the 39-yard line.
Mason Schmidt in on the stop.
And we'll call it a gain of about seven on the play. Second down and three. Also, thank you to Numbers R Us, daily money management for individuals. Rhonda takes care of things so you don't have to. Mail handling, bill payment, and fraud prevention. Find out how Rhonda can help you out. Visit her online at numbersrus.com. So Bryden now waits for the snap. Mack is the wing back, goes in motion. And it's going to be handoff to Havens on the counter play. Gets to the outside. He breaks the tackle to the 45, to the 50. 45, 40. And he's going to finally be brought down right at about the 40-yard line of
number
the Thunder.
Havens, the ball carry.
So Havens with a nice carry.
McHugh with the tackle.
And McHugh with the first stop. So it's first down for Durand, Arkansas at the 40-yard line. Homecoming tonight here in Osseo. So So Breidung now will wait for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack the wing back. He goes in motion. It's a pitch to Mack going to his right. He's got to get the corner. He does. And he's going to be hit right away. Flag comes flying in. I think we're going to have a holding on the Panthers. Yep. So a free 10 spot for the Thunder holding Panthers. That was right at the point of the attack. And so it will move the Panthers back 10. So they'll place the ball right at midfield.
10-yard penalty will
so
be second down and
first and 20. From the 50, Panthers break the huddle and come to the line now. Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is going to line up as a wide receiver as well on the far side on the left of the formation. Back to passes Breidung. Looking. Intended it for Havens. Just a bit high.
Incomplete.
And so it'll be second down and 20. And so second down and 20 now. Breidung gets
the concession stand is open for tonight's game.
Play from the
Osseo Fairchild
sidelines. And so the Panthers now come to the line. And two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack will now this time line up as a wing back on the right of the formation, and it's going to be handoff to Havens. Havens, straight ahead we go. Oh, he's going to get a couple of yards, but now he's brought down.
Six Havens, the ball carrier.
After a gain of a couple, third down and long
there
coming up.
Fila in on the tackle.
Fila in on the stop for the Thunder.
Gain of two on the play.
So it'll be third and 18, we'll call it. As the clock running down to 8:36 remaining here. In the Seyforth Auction first quarter, Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers this time on the left of the formation. Mack is also a wingback on the left of the formation on the far side. Back to passes Breidung. Rolls to his left. Now he throws. He's going deep. And it's going to be tipped in incomplete. Pass intended for Landon Glaus, but he couldn't come up with it. And so it will be fourth down for the Panthers. They will have to punt. Dylan Fritz with the coverage for Osseo Fairchild. And so fourth and 18 now as Breidung getting ready to punt it away. And back deep will be Drew Hansen. So Hansen back deep to receive this kick. Breidung waiting for the snap. Good snap. Plenty of time. High floating kick. And Hansen at the 15 to the 20 here on the near side. He'll be brought down right away. And in on the stop, number 56 for the Panthers, and that is number 56 for the Panthers. Kroleski and Dane Shaw is in on the stop for the Panthers. Again, no score with 8:05 remaining in our Seyforth Auction first quarter. Thank you to Heike Heike Pharmacy. As we have flu and COVID-19 shots available here soon, just call or visit Heike Pharmacy downtown Durand for more information on that. Also, Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. It's Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Ask about the beef and pork bundles too. Now we get a timeout for Osseo Fairchild. Excuse me. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more, visit WWT.coop. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue, West Durand. Changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisionshealth.com. Durand Napa. Farmers, visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep the equipment running during the harvests. With Napa know-how, Durand Napa. Downtown Durand. Elsevia Co-op. Farmers, Elsevia has the farmer pickup program with the corn and soybean harvest soon to be getting underway, where Elsevia will come on and over to your farm and pick up your corn and soybean harvest. Find out more. Visit Elsevia.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at Osseo. All right, no score as Osseo takes over. As Paulus now waiting for the snap. Again, they're going to stay in that spread offense. Three wide receivers on the right, one to the left. Back to pass. That's going to be caught. That's number 33, and that is Schmidt. And he'll get up to close to a first down at about the 30-yard line. He'll just will make it at the 31, so it'll be just short of the first down. So second down and two. Pickler in on the stop for the Panthers. Thunders now comes to the line. Paulus out of the shotgun again. Three wide receivers again on the right of the formation on the far side. Back to passes Paulus. He looks to his right. Now it breaks down. He's in trouble. Gets away from one. Rolls to his right. Looking. Now he's going to throw deep and overthrows everybody.
Paulus' pass intended for Hansen is incomplete, bringing up third down and two.
So third and two now for the Panthers. And or third and two for the Thunder, rather, as we get to... It's been a long day. I've been at World Dairy Expo here for the last week. So, yeah, I just kind of trying to get my bearings here. Okay, third and two for the Thunder as Paulus now waiting for the snap. Paulus looks to his left, throws, caught, and it's going to be enough for a first down. That's Schmidt again. That's just that quick... Quick look, throw, and it's a first down. So they'll mark it officially at the 36-yard line, we'll call it. First and 10 for Osseo Fairchild. Stay in that same type of formation. Three wide receivers on the right, on the far side. One wide receiver here on the left, on the near side of the formation. Paulus waiting for the snap. And a quick thrown out of the right this time. An incomplete pass intended for number 80. That was Coxlane. Incomplete. Second and 10.
Bringing up second down.
For Osseo Fairchild. All right. So Panthers looking for the stop here. No score. 7:23 remaining here in our site fourth auction first quarter. As Paulus waiting for the snap now. Quick throw. Slant in. Caught. And it's going to be a gain of about five.
Pass complete.
And
number 80.
That was Coxling with the catch. And so third and five coming up. They'll mark it at about, we'll call it the 43-yard line.
Play brings up third down and four for Thunder.
I call it third and four. And so Thunder now come to the line. Again, they're staying in that same formation. Three wide receivers on the right. One wide receiver here on the left on the near side. Paulus waiting for the snap. And it's back to pass. Paulus, quick throw, knocked down. Oh, I think that was number 88. And that would have been for the Panthers. I think that was William Weisenbeck. Fourth down coming up.
88, Weisenbeck with the deflection.
So, if you can't get to the quarterback, jump up, try to block the pass. All right, so back deep is Mack. He's going to be standing at about his 33-yard line. Oh, now they're going to... They're going to try and do they're playing the fake to see if they couldn't get the Panthers to jump. All right. And so here comes the short kick. And Mack is going to say, I got to get out of the way. And the Panthers, it's downed, and the Panthers take over at the 36 with 6:29 remaining here in the Site Fourth Auction first quarter. And thank you to Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Also, Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org to find out how you can volunteer to help with different events. And Anabas Silo, featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna, along with small engine repair as well. It's Anabas Silo, Durand. Breidung now waits for the snap, hands it off, and this is to Proleski. Oh, and he gets hit right away by number one, and that is Noah Fila to totally blow that play up. Gain of about three on the play. Second down and seven. Clock running down to 6 minutes remaining. As Brighton now will bring him the Panthers up to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is the wing back on the left. He goes in motion. Hand off to Mack, and he's going to go straight ahead as he crosses the 35 up to about the 37. Close to the first down.
Mack, the ball carrier.
And we'll see. Left foot, right foot. McHugh with the stop. We're going to look. And, oh, he moved it up a little bit more. And is it? That's... No, it's left foot, right foot. Here we go. Yep, they're moving them forward. All right, first down.
Panthers.
So it's a first down for the Panthers. So Panthers now come to the line, and two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is going to be the wing back on the left side, on the far side of the formation. He'll go in motion, and it's going to be handoff to... Ian Havens, he'll cross the 40 up to the 42-yard line.
Havens, the ball carrier.
And in on the stop, number 29, and that's Dylan Fritz. Call it a gain of five, second down and five.
Second down and
from the 42-yard line, we'll call it. And so the Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Two backs in the backfield next to Brighton. Hand off to Mack. Mack's going to the near side. Gets around the corner. Crosses the 45. Puts his head down and pushes the pile forward. We'll see where they officially mark it.
Fila
in on the stop. That should be enough for a first down. It is. So they'll mark it at the 40.
Panthers.
6 yard line, 47 yard line. As the Panthers now come to the line. No score. 4:23 remaining in our site fourth auction first quarter. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack is a wing back here on the near side on the right. And it's going to be a reverse back to Mack. And Mack trying to get around the corner, and he can't. Blowing up that play. Staying home. I want to say that was number 80. And I'll tell you what, Cox Lean, he did a great job. He was not fooled by the reverse. And he held his ground, and so no gain. So second and 10.
Down and 10.
As Brighton now will get the play from the sideline, and the Panthers now come up to the line. Single wide receiver now on the right of the formation. Under center is Brighton this time. That's something new. And it's going to be another reverse this time. It's Miles Kroleski as he crosses the 50 and down to about the 40. 9 yard line, short of the first down. Panthers, or check that. It's third down now, so third down coming up.
Gain of five.
We'll call it a gain of about six on the play. It looks like to me a gain of six, and so I'll call it third and four as the Panthers now come to the line from the 48-yard line. This time again, under center is Brighton. Something a little different for the Panthers. Brighton. Back to pass, rolls to his right, looks, throws. It's caught. That is number 11 for the Panthers. He's into the open field to the 30, down to the 25, and that is Pickler.
Is complete to number 11,
Jason Pickler, Jackson Pickler with the catch, and it'll be enough for a first down.
Rumcheck and Schmidt, first down Panthers.
And they're going to officially mark it at the 24-yard line of Osseo Fairchild. Clock down to 2:34 here in the Cyforth Auction first quarter. Brighton now will wait for the snap, this time not under center. Mack goes in motion. Hand off to Haven. No, it's going to be a throwback to Mack as they did play action. No one fooled. As blowing up that play, number 33, and that was Schmidt in on the stop. and a loss of a couple, and we'll call it second down and 12.
Loss of one on the play, second down and 11.
And so now Panthers coming down to 2 minutes, come back up to the line. They'll be on the far side of the field in the far hash. And we'll have two wide receivers here in the right of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the left. Havens in the backfield by Breithaupt. Mack goes in motion. And it's going to be handoff to Havens. Goes around that left side. Breaks one tackle. And then he kind of gets hit from behind but falls forward up to the 20-yard line. Make it the 19. So a nice gain. Didn't look like there was a lot of room there. So we'll call it third down and about five.
Gain of seven on the play.
So call it gain of seven.
And four for the Panthers.
And so now Panthers come to the line. Two wide receivers to the right of the formation. Breithaupt now waiting for the snap. Breithaupt hands it off to Havens. Havens goes around the left side. Does he get the corner? He fights for it on the far side of the field. Looks like he's going to be just a bit short, at least from our angle. Yep, looks like four, gain of three. Yeah, fourth and one. And we'll say that it's right at the 15-yard line. Panthers, of course, will go for it. 40 seconds remaining here in the Seyfarth Auction first quarter. So Panthers now come up to the line. Big fourth down here early in this game, in this first quarter. And it's going to be handoff. Oh, Havens breaks the tackle. He'll have enough for the first down. Stays on his feet. Crosses in. Touchdown. So the Ian Havens broke a tackle at the line of scrimmage and got through the line and in for the score. So it makes it now 6-0 Panthers. They'll go for two. Panthers now come to the line as Breithaupt waiting for the snap. And a whistle, and we get a legal motion.
Penalty,
so a five-yard penalty.
Penalty is illegal procedure against the Panthers.
So we'll try that again. And now that, your two-point conversion will be a little bit more of a challenge. Again, 20 seconds remaining here in the Seyfarth Auction first quarter. Panthers just scoring that touchdown on the Ian Havens run. All right, Panthers now to the line. Well, trying for two again. And DeBrighton back to pass, looking. Throws balls, knocked it down. Two-point conversion, no good. And so 6-0 Panthers. Thank you to Ryan's Sports Shop downtown Durand, your home for all of your fall hunting and fall fishing needs. Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and all outdoor activities fun since 2006. Bowers Plumbing and Septic Service, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or repair for your current home. Call Chris at Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, 672-8224. The Paul Schlesher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent, serving Durand and Chippewa Falls. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. Also, Amplify Health by Gunderson McDovey Clinic, part of Gunderson Hospital and Clinics in Whitehall. And also Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center for all of your car care needs. Riverside Plaza, located at Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. And there's the kick, and it's going to be taken at the 15 to the 20, to the 25, to up to near the 30-yard line.
Kick is returned by number 29.
And that was Fritz with the return, and so the Thunder will start at the 30-yard line with 15 seconds remaining here in the Cyforth Auction first quarter, and the Panthers leading 6-0. And so three wide receivers here on the near side now, on the left of the formation, one on the right. Paulus waiting for the snap, rolls to his right, looking. Now he's going to try to keep it himself. Down he goes! And with the sack is Pickler to end the Cyforth Auction first quarter with the Panthers leading 6-0. And you're listening to Durant, Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
The first quarter.
Let's be honest. Garage sales or Craigslist ads are geared towards getting rid of items that are not so important anymore. But when it's something treasured or the selling of a farm or business, you need something more profitable. Cyforth Auction Services of Mondovi specializes in farm equipment sales, estate sales, dairy, and collectible sales. Sellers with online auctions, Cyforth Auction will come to your home to list your items. And buyers, never miss an auction. Download the auction app at SEYFORTH auction.com. Cyforth Auction Services, Mondovi.
Welcome back to Ward Field, where the Panthers leading 6-0 as we get ready for the second quarter. And thank you as well to Thrivent Financial, Durant, your Thrivent Financial advisors are Tracy Fairweather and Carrie Scott at 114 West Main Street in Durant. You can visit Tracy and Carrie. Thrivent Financial, a strong and stable partner by your side. Find out more, visit Thrivent.com. Alex's Pizza opened Tuesday through Sunday nights. They feature the lunch buffet every Wednesday as well. That's Alex's Pizza, downtown Durant. And also the Goodrich Funeral Home, your authorized location for monuments from lifetime memorials. Call the Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight in Osseo. So please thank them for their support. Final day today of the World Dairy Expo. So made the mad dash back this afternoon to get ready for tonight's game. We'll actually have an interview during our halftime show as well from Expo that I did this morning. So we'll have that here coming up during the Ansan Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show.
30 seconds.
All right. They're doing a fundraiser here. So they do this two-minute fundraiser. And they're doing that right now. And so we're almost done with that. And then we'll get our second quarter underway. 6-0 Panthers leading. Be a loss of six on that last play. So it'll be second down and 16 from about the 24.
Thank you.
And so, all right, they got their two-minute fundraiser challenge done. Now we'll reset the clock, and we should be ready to go. Paulus now waiting for the snap, and it's going to be a handoff this time. And going absolutely nowhere. I want to say that was Drew. Or no, check that. Fila with the carry and a host of Panthers there, including Pickler and also number 66. So another loss, third down now. And we'll call it third and 20. And we'll call it third and 20 yard line. From the 20 yard line. Play from the sideline, and Thunder now come up to the line. Three wide receivers on the left of the formation, and single wide receiver here on the near side. Paulus waiting for the snap. Paulus back to pass. Looking. He's going to throw. Puts it up. Hit as he's thrown. It's going to be knocked away. Nice play.
And for Schmidt, broken up by number 13.
By number 13, Owen Pickler to break it up. Fourth and 20. And so the Thunder will have to punt. So Mack and Kraleski back deep for the Panthers. Standing at about near their 45-yard line. Good snap. Here comes the rush. Oh, the kick, though, is away. And Kraleski at the 43 to the 45. Trying to bounce it outside. Gets around the corner. Crosses the 50. And that's where the Panthers will take over. At about the 49-yard line with 10:48 remaining here in our second quarter. And the Panthers leading by a score of 6-0. Also, thank you to Riverside Grill. Visit Riverside Grill for all of the different daily specials, like tonight with the fish fry special. That's at Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. Also, SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy, 212 West Prospect Street in Durand. And Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. All right. Ready to go here. Panthers come to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is the wing back on the right side of the formation. And it's going to be Havens back to Mack. Mack gets hit right away, and that's going nowhere. No gain on the play. I think that was number 59. And that would have been Evan Hagness with the stop. At least
Brecken Quirk with the tackle.
And Hagness was the first one in there to kind of blow it up. So we'll call it a loss of 1 second and 11. And so Panthers now come to the line. And single wide receiver now, left and right for the Panthers. And Breidung waiting for the snap. Hand off to Havens. Havens crosses the line of scrimmage, crosses the 45 down to about the 42-yard line, we'll call it. Last person I see off the pile, number 7, and that was Drew Hansen.
In on the tackle.
So third down, we'll call it, and about
gain of
4, make it 3.
Down and 4
so gain of third down and 3 now for the Panthers. So Panthers now come to the line. Interesting to see. Is this enough for, are we close enough to go for it on fourth down if we wouldn't get it? Two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is also a wing back on the left side of the formation. And this time it's Brighton keeping it himself. Puts his head down. Pushes the pile forward. The pile tries to push back. But it's enough for a first down. Up to the 36-yard line. That's the first down.
Number 3, Brighton.
And so Panthers will keep first the drive moving forward. And first and 10 for Durand, Arkansas. Clock running down to 9:15 remaining here in our second quarter. 6-0 Panthers. So Breidung brings them up to the line. Waits for the snap. Man goes in motion. And Kraleski, jet sweep right. He's trying to get the corner. And he will not get the corner. No gain on the play.
Kraleski, the ball carrier.
And in on the stop, looks like that might have been
17,
number 17, McCune with the stop. And so second down and 10 for the Panthers. Kraleski just could not get around that corner to try to head upfield. May have gotten a yard. We'll call it second down and 9. From the far side. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation, goes in motion. Back to passes, Breidung rolls to his left, throws over the middle, caught. And that is going to be number 7, Landon Glaus. And that's just inside the 30-yard line, down to the 29-yard line. Third down coming up.
Gain of 6 on the play.
So we'll call it
third
and 3 now for the Panthers. From the Thunder 29. Breidung gets the play from the sideline, and Panthers now will come to the line. Mack is going to be a wing back on the right of the formation. Kraleski's a wide receiver here on the near side. Breidung waits for the snap. Hands off to Havens. Havens, oh, he gets hit right away. Lost back to the 35-yard line. Number 69 blowing up that play. 68, Brecken Quirk with the stop, and it's now fourth down. Well, that time they're going to officially mark it. Move it back to the 33-yard line, we'll call it. So fourth and six now. Panthers leading 6-0. So Breidung waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver here on the near side. And back to passes Breidung. Plenty of time. Throws. It's going to be caught by Mack. First down and then some. And he'll be down around the 20-yard line, inside the 20-yard line at about the 19. That's a first down on the far sideline. And so first and 10 for the Panthers. Breidung had plenty of time. So first and 10 for the Panthers at the 19-yard line. And so Panthers now to the line, and we'll have two wide receivers here on the near side. Mack is the wing back on the far side, the right of the formation. And he'll come in motion. And it's going to be a pitch to Mack. He comes around to our side. To the 25, flag down. This is all coming back holding. And Mack gets hit, drops the ball at the two, but we got holding. It's coming back.
Backed out of bounds by number 17, McCune. There is a penalty on the play.
Holding Panthers, so a free 10 spot for
the Panthers.
Osseo Fairchild. And it looks like we'll see where they say that penalty was. It's 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So it looks like it's at about the 17-yard line. So they're going to move it back to the 27-yard line. So we'll call it first and about 16 or so. Well, they maybe it was at the 18.
After the penalty,
first and 18. And marked it at the 28, or the penalty was at the 18-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 28. So here we go. First and 18 now. And back to passes Breidung. Looks, throws to his right, going deep. And it's going to be overthrown. Pass intended for Kurleski. Second down. He's on the far sideline. Good coverage by Osseo Fairchild.
Brings up second down and 18.
As Panthers now facing that second and 18. Leading 6-0, 6:04 remaining here in our second quarter. So Panthers now come to the line. And two wide receivers on the right side of the formation. That's the far side. And also Mack now a wing back here on the near side of the left of the formation. Play action. Breidung swings it out. Oh! Pass intended for Kurleski. He can't hang on. Third down coming up. Tried to swing it out to the right.
Making it third down and 18.
And there was a defender, though, right there. He would have had to try to avoid that defender after making the catch. And so, obviously, four down territory here for the Panthers with the ball at the 28-yard line. So Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the left. Breidung waiting for the snap. Mack goes in motion. Low snap. Pitch to Havens. Havens is going to try and get around the corner. He does. Oh, horse collar tackle. It looked like from behind. And there comes the flag. That will be 15 yards for the Panthers. That looked like a horse collar tackle. Yep, personal foul, horse collar tackle, Osseo Fairchild.
Penalty is against the Thunder.
And so that's 15 yards, so it's an automatic first down as well. So the Panthers will escape the, it should be an automatic first down.
If not, it will be 3rd and 3.
Yard penalty.
And so it will be. They have the ball right about the 11-yard line thereabouts, yep. So now they're talking about it here. Is this a first down? Is it a third down? .549 remaining here in the half, and Panthers leading 6-0. Yep, automatic first down. That's what I thought. With the personal foul, it's an automatic first down.
Going to be first down and 10.
So, first... And 10, Panthers now come to the line. As Breidung now waiting for the snap. And it's going to be direct snap, and going ahead is Mac.
The ball carrier.
Mac will cross the 10 down to the 9.
Fila in on the tackle.
Fila in on the stop.
Gain of 2 on the
so
play.
So gain of 2 on the
second down and 8.
Play, second down and 8 with 5:28 remaining here. And so Panthers now come to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Kurleski's the wide receiver on the left, and it's going to be play action. Going for Kurleski. He caught it. Touchdown.
Touchdown pass is complete. Breidung to number 10, Kurleski.
And so it's now 12-0 Panthers. Can you guys break down? Can you either the
sit there, but not there because you hit my camera. So you can sit at that right there. Just not right in front of me. That's all right.
All right, so Panthers will go for 2. As Kurleski now waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion. And it's going to be Breidung throws. It's caught. And it's caught by Pickler. And it's good. So it makes it 14-0. Panthers
Durand, Arkansas, 14,
with 5:08 remaining here in our second quarter. Thank you to Sundstrom & Company, your nice local tax experts. Call them now for end-of-year tax planning. Yep, it's that time of the year. Give Sundstrom & Company a call at 672-4425 to schedule that appointment today. Or you can also visit them online. Charles LP Gas and Appliance offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service. It's Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, they are the area's number one home seller. And Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center at downtown Durand. Again, please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Without their help, well, we wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank them for their support. All right, we're ready to go to kick it off. Panthers leading 14-0. As line drive kick and taken at the 10-yard line to the 15 to the 20. Whoa, fumble! Ball's out loose, and the Thunder will recover it.
By the Thunder.
Causing that fumble was number 21, Drake Peterson, or check that up, Drake Peterson with the causing the fumble, but the Thunder do recover it and will retain possession. And they will mark it at the...
Osseo Fairchild will take over first and 10 from the
16-yard line. Is about where they're going to put it. Yep, all right.
to a Fairchild band member. So, first and 10. You need to begin getting ready for your halftime performance.
Thunder now come to the line. Three wide receivers on the left of the formation. Single wide receiver on the right. As Paulus now waiting for the snap. Back to pass. Throws to his right. It's caught. That's number 33. He's going to be hit right away. And
is complete to number 33.
In on the snap for the Panthers, number 27. And that was Isaac Sabelko. And a gain of about four on the play. Second down and six. From the 22... Thunder come to the line. Again, three wide receivers on the left of the formation. Single wide receiver here on the near side on the right. Paulus waiting for the snap. Back to pass. Paulus pumps right, throws over the middle. Incomplete. Pass intended for number 80, Coxlane, but it's incomplete. And so it'll be third down coming up.
Third down and six for the Thunder.
Panthers will get the ball to start the third quarter. Panthers would love nothing better here than to get another stop. And Paulus gets the play from the sideline. So Thunder now come to the line of scrimmage. We'll have two wide receivers this time, left and right. Single back in the backfield. Paulus waiting for the snap. Panthers showing blitz. High snap. Paulus brings it down. Rolls to his right. Throws. It's going to be incomplete. No, they're going to call a catch. Okay, it is a catch.
17, Blaine McCune.
McCune with the catch. That's a right for the Osmond-Fergie. If it was a catch, they did call it that. First and 10 from the 31. Thunder to the line. Three wide receivers now once again on the right of the formation. Handoff this time straight ahead we go. That's number one, Fila. Fila will get maybe a yard on the play. And Kroleski in on the stop. Weisenbeck as well helping out. So second down and nine now for Osseo Fairchild. Clock running down to 3:37 remaining. And the Panthers leading 14 to nothing. Homecoming here in Osseo tonight. So two wide receivers now make that three wide receivers here on the near side. As Paulus waiting for the snap. Paulus rolls to his right. He's breaking down. Down he goes. And that's going to be Jackson Pickler with the sack.
The backfield by number 11, Jackson Pickler.
And so long third down now all the way back to the 24-yard line.
Loss
so it's going to make
on the play, brings up
third and 18. Third and 18 now for the Thunder. So, Thunder now come to the line. And this time we're going to stay with that spread offense. Two wide receivers left and right. Paulus waiting for the snap. Single back in the backfield. Paulus back to pass. Here comes the rush again. Rolling to his right. And down he goes again. Another sack. And I think that's going to be
88. Weisenbeck.
This time Weisenbeck in on the action. And so all the way back to the 13-yard line. And now the Panthers will get the ball back. Looks like we have a timeout. Timeout, Durand, Arkansas, with 2:12 remaining here in this second quarter. Panthers leading 14-0. Thank you to NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and St. Associates. Hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. Jerry Bear and Sons, right now at Jerry Bear and Sons, buy 12 bags of either Hubbard poultry or Hubbard equine feed and get your 13th bag free from Jerry Berenson's, located by Ennobus Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Also, Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Coming up during our halftime show, we are going to be talking with Ben and Krista Steyer. Had a chance to talk with them here at World Dairy Expo. They were showing on the colored shavings last night. And we're going to, if you missed that interview, we're going to have that interview here coming up during our Ensign Associates and Security Financial Bank halftime show. Good snap. And line drive kick. Takes a high bounce, gets past Mac, and he'll pick it up at the 40, and he's on the far side, to the 50, to the 45, 40, 35, 30, still on his feet, on the far sideline, tries to cut inside, breaks the tackle, to the 25, down to the 20-yard line, inside to the 10-yard line, and the Panthers are in business. I think they'll have a first, close to a first and goal. We'll see where they officially mark it. So Ethan Mack picked that ball up. No flags down. He didn't get it on the bounce. The bounce kind of went by him, and he picked it up and just went down that far sideline. And so now first and goal for the Panthers, minute 52 remaining. And so Panthers now come to the line. Breidung has two wide receivers here on the near side. Breidung rolls to his left. Looks, throws. It's going to be a touchdown. It looks like it. They're going to say nope. It hit the ground first. Pass intended for Koleski.
Second and goal from the 9-yard line.
So now second and goal from the 9. Minute 46 remaining. Panthers leading 14-0, trying to maybe break this game open. They also get the ball to start that third quarter. So Breidung now brings them up to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Man goes in motion and a handoff. It's going to be play action. Oh, pass intended for number 7. Broken up, but just intended for Landon Glaus. Nice play.
Pass is broken up.
Broken up.
29, Dylan Fritz.
And so it was broken up, and so now third and goal from the 9. Well, definitely four-town territory, obviously. And so Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers here on the far side. Mack is the wing back on the left. Breidung waiting for the snap. Right, Mack goes in motion. Whistle, and we get a penalty.
Penalty on the play.
And a false start. Free fiver for...
It is going to be a legal procedure against the Panthers.
Thunder get the free fiver. And so...
Third and goal from the 14-yard line.
So now third and goal from the 14. As Breidung gets the play. Again, coming up, our Security Financial Bank and Ansay & Associates halftime show. So, Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. And back to passes, Breidung. Breidung looking. Throws over the middle. Caught, but brought down right away by Mack. Nice play by
Fila,
and it's fourth down and goal. Really, no gain on the play.
Gain of one on the play.
Call it gain of one.
Down and goal from the 14-yard line.
So they're going to actually try the field goal, it looks like. Yep. So a huge stop for the Thunder defense after the big punt return down to the 9-yard line. Panthers couldn't move it, and so they're going to attempt a field goal here. This is going to be a 30-yard attempt. Ball down, kick is on the way. It's no good. It's short.
Field goal attempt is...
So, the Thunder managed to stop the Panthers after the big return on the punt and get the ball back with 47 seconds remaining. And the Panthers still leading 14-0. And so now, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. See if the Thunder are going to try to move the ball down the field. They still have two timeouts remaining. It looks like they're going to stay in that spread offense. Paulus now waiting for the snap. Out of the shotgun. Good snap. It's going to up. They're going to hand it off. And that is Fritz with the carry. Fila with the carry, okay. So Fila with the carry crosses up to the 26-yard line. Making the 27, gain of 7. Second down and 3, 30 seconds
tackle
remaining.
10, Kraleski.
Listening to Durant, Arkansas Boys High School Football here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durant. Approaching halftime here, Panthers leading 14-0. Last play of the quarter, and half. Paulus now waiting for the snap. High snap, handoff is to Fila again. And he'll get enough for the first down with 2 seconds remaining. So, but they'll just wind the clock, and that'll be it.
Kraleski with the tackle.